Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
The Tank Dell thing, there's a lot of takes about it. Tank Dell, near-death experience. I don't think that's an exaggeration to call what went down with him a near-death experience. How exactly do you function after something like that? Because there's a lot of takes of, well, you know, you got to move different. I get that. 22-year-old kid, though. Never really heard anything about him being in trouble. Never have heard any, you know, character concerns about Tank Dell. Like, what does that do to you mentally? And what's really realistic to expect from Tank Dell, who didn't go out looking for trouble? He was literally right in between. Like, he was each side of him. Like, I don't even know that he knew what was going on there. Like, each side of him, there was a conflict. What does that do for you? And what exactly is he supposed to do moving forward?
Yeah, at minimum, you're never going to forget it ever. At worst, you're going to have a little PTSD for a while, and maybe it affects you. Now, I'm not saying it's going to affect how he plays on the field or whatever. I'm just saying that's not a casual little, oh, wow, dodged a bullet there. No, you literally dodged a bullet. You literally missed getting killed by that much, perhaps. So that's not a little thing. I mean, that's going to stick with him, and he's never going to forget it. I mentioned earlier, we've all been in moments where we're like, ooh, that was close. Some closer than others. No, there's some PTSD there. There's some you take a step back, you know, take stock in what's important in your life, maybe appreciate things. All that, it sounds corny, but it's not when it's that real, you know?
Yeah, and the thing that I'm really confused about when it comes to this Tank Dell thing is, does this kind of run in with everything that we've seen, like the bad moments that we've seen from Tank Dell? In other words, football is obviously a big part of his life. And in a few month stretch, he's had an injury, like a very scary injury, which he's bounced back from. And then he has a scary moment that he's never going to forget. Like, this has to, at least, I mean, maybe it makes you a better player. Like, maybe it makes you kind of appreciate what you got with football right now. Because I've heard people say he needs to watch who he hangs out with.
I hate that.
Tell me who the hell he went to the club with. Like, if we're going to have hot takes like this where we find out a guy got shot, we see that he got shot, there's some people saying it's a nightclub, there's other people saying it's not, there's some people saying it's this and that. Like, tell me who he went to this club with and who he's supposed to not hang out with. Like, what if he was the one who wanted to go there? We don't know who Tank Dell was hanging out with. So it seems like also there's like a rush to have like some sort of extreme opinion on how Tank Dell should move, what Tank Dell should do, and who he should hang out with and stuff like that. Like, that's where I thought the Ocho Cinco stuff kind of got, that's where I kind of drew the line. And I was like, and I listen to the show all the time. So I listen to Shannon Sharpe and Ocho Cinco. It's a loose kind of sitting around chilling. This isn't Shannon Sharpe putting on the $10,000 suit and going on First Take with Stephen A and having people handing him news and stuff. This is literally two guys just chilling and talking. So sometimes you kind of it's kind of like cutting an audio clip. You cut, okay, that's good advice, move different, blah, 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 blah.
Some more laid back.
But then you start talking about, well, you got to tell your guys this. And that's what I'm wondering, like, who are these guys that you're talking about? Like, are we just trying to, are we trying to make too much out of something that we don't know much about? And by we, I mean like Ocho Cinco and a lot of the text lines. It seems like there's just a lot of assumptions being made about this Tank Dell thing.
Well, not just assumptions. Like, tell me what's allowed. Like, seriously, am I allowed to go to an event center where there's a party and it was, as Figgy, I think you said, it was kind of like an invite-only kind of thing? So am I not allowed to do that? Somebody said, you know, you're only allowed to, you should only go to places where there's pat-downs or machines and all that. I mean,
if that was the perfect way to do it, I think everybody would be safe. Everybody go by that guideline. Yeah. If that was the perfect way to live life.
I just hate that they immediately go to the worst possible scenario of the person. Like, somehow this is a reflection on Tank Dell.
Yeah, like he went into a bad situation.
It's not.
They didn't say he was with someone who pulled out a gun. They didn't say that he was in the altercation. That was never said, but because he got shot and Ocho Cinco put that out there, he's got to do better. I don't know enough about this to know the actual situation. So it just seems like there's all these hot takes going around, and I don't. We've covered stuff where you literally have to tiptoe around. You have to figure out facts. It comes with like a journalistic background. Ocho Cinco's just throwing stuff out there, giving some good advice in between that. So I'm not sitting here and dismissing what he says, but he needs to watch who he hangs out with and all that. Okay, I mean, like, what does that mean? Like, what was the situation? Like, what was he doing exactly? You can find yourself in situations like this all the time. And then I heard Ocho Cinco say, don't go anywhere where you're allowed to carry. I'm assuming he means don't go to a club where they don't pat you down. I'm assuming he says that because if you're going to say don't go anywhere where they don't allow you to carry, well, Tank Dell might as well just call Nick Caserio and demand a trade.
Yeah.
Because he damn sure doesn't need to be living in Texas. He damn, like, hell, he might need to starve or just do Uber Eats the whole time because I might go to Cane's after the show. They're not patting me down there. So I'm assuming that he means don't go to a nightclub or something like that, which it goes back to the original shenanigans of all these hot takes. Don't even know if it was a nightclub or not. We don't even know what it was.
He's getting
talked about like he's freaking Pac-Man Jones.
Well, and not only, you know, what's allowed, tell me one place where you're guaranteed something like this would not happen. Because there isn't one.
Yeah, let me know so I could go there.
There is not one. I mean, we know that.
Let me know so I could go there and be safe.
Yeah, tell me one place where you're, this is not a possibility.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Zero. There is none.
There's a lot.
Yeah.
Have you ever had any near-death experiences?
I got shot at once. I was in a car.
Shot at
yeah,
what?
Yeah, I got shot at, too, in
yeah.
the car.
Yeah, when I was in high school. I think I told that story a few years ago. It was Figgy. It was an eye-opener. I mean, I was on the ground. No big deal on the details, but some guys were just showing off. I mean, just typical, like, you're just in that area. And some guy in our car popped back, said something back at him, and all of a sudden, you know, you hear pop, 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 and we got the hell out of there. Yeah. But that'll open your eyes a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, I actually got, I didn't get shot at in this situation, but I was in the barbershop in the chair, and the two barbers started arguing with each other, and one pulled out a gun and shot, like, it went right past me.
Yeah.
So that was, like, that wasn't the...
Damn,
that's
were they
that's
talking
not
about
a club.
LeBron and MJ or what? What was going on there?
Nah. I think they ain't like
Joe
each
Lewis
other.
Joe Lewis and Muhammad Ali?
Probably so. But yeah, that's not a club. I don't expect the pat down
we were
going
we were
in the
driving
barbershop.
To the movies. We were driving to the movies, and some guys in another car, you know, typical stupid teenagers like this apparently was, said something, and the guy in the front, I was in the back seat, guy in front seat, pop, you know, said something back at him. Next thing we know, we hear bullet shots coming at us. I mean, these things happen, and this was a long time ago, but it definitely, you know, it's going to, like I said at the very beginning, you remember it. I remember every detail of it, and it can certainly leave a mental scar.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here's the Ocho Cinco clip that went kind of viral talking about the Tank Dell near-death experience.
Altercation, but was simply caught in the crossfire. Remember,
I shot him.
I ain't got no name on it.
Yeah,
he
showed, no, I shot him a text message. I shot him a text message too, man. Tell him, you're my prayers, man. You're my prayers. And after that, he responded back and said, everything is good. I'm good. I appreciate you. And I just told him, you got to move a little different, baby. You got to move a little different. I understand it's the off season. You want to enjoy yourself. You want to go out and have fun with your friends and your homeboys, but you got to move differently. You just have to. You have to. And the people that you surround yourself with should understand that you have to move differently. You shouldn't be at places anyway, but one where they can carry.
Okay. Mm. So bye-bye Chili's.
Good luck with that. Yeah.
Damn. Taco Bell, it was nice knowing you.
Mm-hmm. Don't go to a library.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
Church. Go down.
Church.
Okay. He had to admit nightclubs, right?
I'm guessing so. Yeah.
Right?
It got to. Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Or he's just Ochoing. Wisdom sprinkled in with some other.
He's just OG.
Yeah, I think at a point, I think he's just trying to sound like the OG and say, oh, yeah, make sure you be careful. You know how you got into a situation as a kid and your mom said, hey, you got to make sure you be careful with all that stuff. I think that's what it is.
And here's the example. We're getting a bunch of texts on this. How many old veterans, and he means like football veterans, do you see putting themselves in a situation like Dell was in? You don't usually see it because they know that situation lends itself to things going wrong. No, that's incorrect.
You see a lot of it.
That's incorrect.
Dog, I seen Andre Johnson in camp all the time,
yes,
man. He be out and about, too.
Yeah.
It's kind of happens, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not going to tell a 22-year-old to not go out. That's just not really where I'm gonna go. So, yeah. Yeah, there you go. The Tank Dell situation got to be interesting for him. He's been through a lot. As of late, we'll get to know the draft prospects when we go around the NFL coming up at 1 o'clock. But speaking of young players, the Astros have called one up. What exactly should we expect from this young man that's getting all the hype? You're calling him J-Lo, which, yeah, I think is nice of you to loan him your nickname.
My nickname. I'm the original, but he can have it. Joey Loperfido. Espada says we didn't bring him up here to sit. So he is going to be playing today, and he's going to be in the outfield, not at first base. But that's not
going to. I want him at first.
I know. That's not going to.
I want you in the outfield, brother.
I don't think that's going to stick.
Once you're at first, man, that was what I was sold.
Like, yes, yes, absolutely. And Jose Abreu is beyond even, you know, crossing your fingers and hoping and looking at the back of his baseball card.
Tell that to Jeff Bagwell.
Yeah, look at the back of his baseball card. How would you say it? D's?
Jeff Bagwell said to Will Kunkel that this is something that Abreu's never been through. He's like, man, did you watch the games last year?
He was there. He did it, Jeff. He did it last year. He is so bad. Like, hey, good career, man, but you are so bad. Batting 099 after all these games already into the season, and you know, obviously no home runs, just awful. Just awful. They have to make the call. They have to just, you know, lump it on the money, whatever you want to call it, because Loperfido needs to be playing first base.
Well, he's going to play the outfield, so
he is today.
We will keep an eye on that, and hopefully the Astros can figure something out. Right now, they're 10 games below 500. Not a great vibe going on for them right now, and Nick Caserio is very aware of it. If you missed this, this was at the end of the press conference, man. This one kind of snuck under the radar. This was the goodbye. I don't know if you want to call this a mic drop or not, but he doesn't seem too disappointed with what's going on at the Juice Box.
No, we're excited with where the team is and excited with the players that are going to come in here in a few weeks. And it's football season. I know it's baseball season, which I know everybody's, you know, miserable all of a sudden, but it's football season for us. So.
Why had Nick Caserio thrown out a first pitch? I want to see old Nick throw it.
Oh, man, that could get ugly.
Get him out there. No, I bet he flings it.
Well, he was
throw a football.
He could throw a football.
Yeah, I bet he fling it. Yeah, they need to let Nick throw out a first pitch. Give him the offer. Mm-hmm. Make the call, Astros.
Mm-hmm.
He's a popular dude. Y'all could use some trust. Right now, it's not a lot of trust in that front office. Too many cooks in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Get Nick Caserio out there. Let him throw out that first pitch. Give the fans a little taste of the trust. Coming up, let's get to know some of these prospects in their own words. A lot of unknowns. Selected by the Texans. Let's get to know them. Let's talk about these odds as well as a contract extension in the AFC that can either put you in fear or give you hope as a Texans fan. Round the league next.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.